You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray that you be blessed by the teaching of God's word. For more information, visit sunlife.org.au. Enjoy the sermon.
God, the question, what should I share on this day? And I actually find that a very tough question to ask God, because for those who know, at Sun Life Church, we map out our preaching well in advance. In fact, I had several people ask me this question during the week. Ironically, are you preaching through Daniel chapter 8? I want to know what's going on with the ram and the goat and the horn. And the answer is no. I'll do it next week, okay? So if you've been reading chapter 8 and you want to find out more about that, come back next week. What God really impressed in my heart for our church on this day is simply to keep doing what we have been doing, because God has been so kind to us. God has been so kind to this church here, and I just want to encourage us to keep doing what we have been doing over the past 12 years. Not because there is a fear that God will stop being kind to us. No. God is kind unconditionally. He is kind purely by His grace. We as a church have not done anything for God to be kind towards us, but for some reason in His grace, He's decided to be kind to this church here. Some of you may know that churches in Australia is declining worldwide, even worse in the States, in Europe. They say that there are more churches being shut down every year than churches opening. They say that church plants never pass the five-year mark. They say that the mean most churches in Australia is around 50 people. And I just don't know why God has been so kind towards our church. We do not deserve to be a church, a registered church in the city of Perth, like in the heart of Perth. This is not in the northern suburbs or the southern suburbs or the eastern suburbs, but in the heart of church. We do not deserve to even have this building that we purchased 5 years ago on Oxford Street, Leederville. You know, we do not deserve to have over 400 people call this their spiritual home. And we definitely do not deserve to reach the 12-year mark. And I really mean this when I say this, is that there's nothing perfect about this church. There's no one perfect here. I, too, am a work in progress. But despite our brokenness, despite the fact that we are still sinners, God, for some reason that I do not understand, have been so kind to us. He's kept us around for 12 years. And in light of God's love and God's kindness, I want you to keep doing what you are doing as a church community. The Apostle Paul, he once wrote this in 2 Corinthians 5, 14 and 15. He says, "For Christ's love compels us." It compels us to do what? Is that those who live, that's us, should no longer live for themselves. Stop living for yourself, but live for Him, that's Jesus, who died for them and was raised again. You see, the love of Christ compels us to say that I want to keep living for you, Jesus. That whilst I'm still alive, whilst I'm still on the face of this planet, this little rock in the universe, in God's kindness has allowed life, and that I am living on it, whilst I'm still alive, I do not want to live for myself. I want to live for you, because your love compels me to live for you. And as we reflect on the love of God, oh wow, we want to keep doing what we have been doing. That's the word for you. And I want to take us to John's gospel, and that's the, I guess, the basis for what I have to share this morning. So you have your Bible, turn with me to John 15, verses 1 to 8. Let me read the word of God, and I'll give you some observation. Jesus, he says this to his disciples before he's about to leave. He says that I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes or he cleanses it so that it will even what? Bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. He says in verse 4, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. He says again, I am the vine, you are the branches. And if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And verse 8, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciple. You see, in the text, Jesus gives his disciple a secret to success in his kingdom. You know, success in God's kingdom is not how big is the church. It's not how big is the church budget. It is not how big is the LED screen or how big is the crowd. Success in God's kingdom is where the people are being faithful and bearing fruit. So we can have a church of 400 and there's only a handful of people who are faithfully following Jesus and bearing fruit. But 400 seems like a big number. I mean, in the eyes of the world, on social media, to have a church of this size, wow, that's success. But we know the Word of God is very clear that God looks at the heart. He looks inside, whereas we tend to look on the outside. You flip that, and you might have a church of 20 people, but all 20 are faithful, and they are fruitful. Let me say this. A church that is large is not necessarily a fruitful and faithful church. But a church that is faithful and fruitful will become a large church. We expect healthy things to grow. Like, I'm not going to join the gym if my gym instructor is not looking healthy and twice my size. Is that right? You expect healthy things to grow. And there's a reason why we have to be fruitful. The text is very clear. And the reason why that you and I must keep being fruitful, keep doing what we are doing, it's not for the glory of this church. It's not for the glory of the pastor or the leaders. It's not for our well-being. The Bible is very clear. Look in verse 8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciple. The chief goal for the believer, for you and for me, is to bring glory to God and to enjoy Him now and forevermore. That's the reason why He created you and me. And when you show yourself as a follower of Jesus, that means the people around you see the one you are following. You see, when the people on earth see Jesus in your life and my life, the Father in heaven is glorified. Amen? That's why the heart of this church here is a desire to see people be more like Jesus. We heard that with the panel. You would probably hear that when you listen to me long enough. We desire to become who Jesus would be if He were us. Amen? And we call that discipleship. The mission statement of Sun Life Church from day one has always been, bring glory to God. Bring glory to God by making disciples through the gospel of Jesus Christ. To bring people on the journey of following Jesus so that their lifestyle, right, points to the one they're following, who is Jesus. And when the world sees that, the Father is glorified. So if our neighbors, our sporting mates, our colleagues, our high school friends can see the one we are following, and if they can see Jesus in us, that's when we bring glory to God. And so from the text, there's one thing, just one point this morning, not a three-point message, but a one-point message, is I want to show you something that you got to keep on doing. Now, everyone say the word, say these words, right? Be connected. Say that. Be connected. Say to your neighbor, be connected. I sound like a Pentecostal preacher this morning, right? I rarely do that, right? But in the parable, if you look at the parable again, Jesus, he tells his disciples that he's the vine. He's the vine. And his Father is the gardener. And everyone listening, the disciples, and for you and I today, we are the branches. Now, I'm no grape expert, right? But I do know that if a branch is connected to the vine, there are plenty of source of nutrients from the soil, from the water, energy through the process of photosynthesis. And all these nutrients give the vine the best chance of bearing grape. Here's a picture here. So how do I know? Lydia told me, my residential garden guru. And it's so true. If you want to see fruit, you've got to give it the best chance by being attached to the source. And the text says this, that if we remain connected in him, it's not a maybe. It's not, is it going to happen? The text is very clear. You remain connected in Jesus, you shall bear fruit. Simple as that. Look back in verse 4 and 5. It says, remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I've highlighted the word remain. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain, if you stay connected in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Not some, but plenty of fruit. And it says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, here's the thing. Listen carefully. Because Jesus is the vine, and we are to connect to him, it also means we are also connected to one another. That's the picture there. Can someone remember our vision theme for this year? Shout out, anyone?
Better together.
Better together. That's right. I love that. Because together, we can help each other connect to the vine, Jesus himself. I need you. You need me. And let's be honest, it's not easy to stay connected to Jesus in this world where there are so many temptations out there saying, connect with me, connect with me. It's so easy to connect to social media and we find ourselves scrolling and watching meaningless content for hours instead of connecting with God through his word. It is so easy to be connected into the sporting world, where that's all we look forward to the weekend. We look forward to sport, and that consumes us, and that's all we think of. And we forget the community of faith here. Or we get so connected to whether it is our work, our relationship, or travel. And all these things are wonderful gifts from God, and we should appreciate them. However, if we're not careful, they are the things that we are connected more than God himself. It's so hard. That's why I need you and you need me. And so as we need each other and we encourage each other and spur each other on, we can connect to the true vine. The text is very clear. Remain in Jesus and you will bear fruit. I mean, I know that. I stand in front of you on this day not as a perfect Christian. I have my ups and downs in my journey of following Jesus. Never think that I've got it all together, because I don't. I have my demons. I have my struggles. I know there are good seasons and bad seasons. You know, in my good seasons, I notice I'm so connected to Jesus, and I'm so connected to the community. And in those good seasons, I find there's more peace in my heart. I find that there is more love, and I have more patience, and I'm kind, and I'm full of grace, and I'm gentle, and I'm considerate. And those seasons are wonderful because people can see the Jesus I'm becoming. You know, I find praying is not a duty but a delight. I enjoy praying. You know, I find reading the Word of God something I want to do, not what I must do. I find my act of service is my worship, and not a form of works. I find the rhythm of being a follower. And what I mean by rhythm is when I set aside my weeks, whether I read the Bible daily, I pray daily, I go and have corporate worship on a Sunday with my fellow brothers and sisters, or I go to my connect group where I meet with other people to encourage me. I make that decision because I want to, not because I think that God's going to zap me or I have to. No, I want to. They're great seasons. And in those seasons, I'm bearing fruit, left, right, and center, everywhere. And people can see the person I'm becoming, Jesus. And I believe in those seasons, I bring glory to God. But then I have seasons where I struggle. As your pastor, seasons where, you know, I'm not connected to the vine. I'm not connected to Jesus, and I'm not connected to God's community. And my sin and my shame and my pride, it stops me from reaching out to people or to God. My ego says, you can do this yourself and you can fix yourself without turning to Jesus. And I find in those seasons, friends, I'm so distanced from God and from my community. And maybe for some of you, that's the season you're in right now and you can relate with me. And I want you to know there's no condemnation in the Lord. I want you to know that I understand because I've been in those seasons. You know those seasons where you find it very hard to even come on a Sunday to worship the Lord? It's very, very hard. You might go if the weather is nice. You might go if you set the alarm the night before. You might go if you witness a whooping from your beloved West Coast Eagles and you want to pray for them the next day. I had to throw that in. Or, you know, you feel so tired. You feel so tired that you just cannot be bothered finding a connect group. That you don't want to open up yourself to new friendship. Like the idea of joining a midweek connect group is like committing to a 6 a.m. boot camp in winter. It ain't gonna happen. And you realize your prayer life, non-existent. You can't remember the last time you had a serious conversation with your creator, your maker. You can't remember when you were honest with him and you cried out to him. Reading the Bible, what's even that? And in those seasons, they are tough and there's no fruit. And when you walk in the ways of the world, you cannot walk in the ways of God. I've been there before, and I'm pretty sure many of us, we have been there before. But this morning, I want to say this to you, friends, that thank you for coming here and thank you for listening to me, because if you can relate to that, I can relate to you. I've been there. Many times, I struggle as your pastor. What, you think that I've got it all right? No. But I know God is so kind. God is full of grace. God loves me. And the good news is this, is that God wants us to change. In fact, Jesus once says this in Matthew 11. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Do you feel tired? Do you feel frustrated? He says, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, because I am humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does he say? He says, come to me. I think what he's saying there is, come back to me. Connect with me again. And you will learn my ways. Do you want to be closer to him? Do you want to go back to the point where you were bearing a lot of fruit for the glory of the Father? He invites us. He says, draw closer to me. Connect with me again. Take that small step. Make it a small change. Make it regular. And I guarantee you, before you know it, you are close to the true vine. And you'll be bearing fruit. And people will know the one you are following. And the glory belongs to God the Father. In James Clear, wonderful book, Atomic Habits, he says this, every action you take is a vote for the person you wish to become. Do you want to become someone who's bearing fruit for the glory of God, your Creator, your Maker? Take a small step. For some of you, practically, maybe, as of tomorrow morning, it is a commitment to open up the Holy Word of God again. To read it again. To read a small section. I'm not saying a book. I'm not saying an entire chapter. Maybe a verse or two. And trust that God will speak to you through His Word. For some of you, maybe it is coming here regularly on a Sunday morning. Put into your diary. Block it out. Sunday, worship day, everything around that, and be regular so that the Word of God will saturate your heart so that you connect closer to Him and bear fruit for the glory of God. And for some of you, maybe, is take a deep breath, head to the info bar and serve again. Maybe you've served in the previous season, you were hurt. People didn't appreciate you. People didn't value you. They offended you. Take a deep breath. Go to the info bar and serve again. Bear fruit for the glory of God. Maybe for some of us, open up our hearts and welcome people in. Have new friendships, new people. We're better together. Let them encourage you to connect with God. Join a connect group. Oh, well, Pastor Ben, I had really bad experiences in the past. Well, let me say this. The connect group at Sun Life Church, they're not perfect. They don't have the solution to all of your problems, but they'll point you to Jesus. And don't go to a connect group thinking that they'll help you. Go thinking that you can also help them because we are better together. I don't know what God is saying to you, but I say this, that if you see a vision of yourself bearing fruit for the glory of God the Father, whatever God is saying to you through the Spirit this morning, take that small step. Every action you take is a vote to the person you wish to become. And my prayer, Sun Life Church, on this day here, is that God, because He's been so kind to us, we keep on doing what we are doing. Be connected. Stay connected to the true vine. Bear fruit for the glory of who? Not us, not this church, not me, not you. No, bring glory to God by making disciples through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Happy birthday, Sun Life Church. Let me pray for you. Father God, thank you for this great day. Such a wonderful day where we can just sing praises and thank you for what you've done. We celebrate your kindness. We celebrate your kindness. And this morning I pray for this church that we continue on being a church that is saturated in teaching your word. A desire to see discipleship. That we all are becoming more like Jesus. I pray, God, that you would help us to keep pursuing that, Lord. Lord, for anyone this morning that you've spoken to, Holy Spirit, give them the boldness, give them the courage to take that next step to be connected to the true vine. And as they remain in you and you in them, through your word, they will bear fruit for the glory of the Father. So God, we say thank you so much for the past 12 years. And we say thank you in advance for the next 12 years for where you're leading us. And we pray, God, always that everything we do here is for your glory alone. For your glory alone. So God, thank you so much for being so kind to this community. We love you. We're grateful for you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Amen. How good is God? Amen. I pray that what I preach this morning, if God has spoken to you and you need prayer, you can always find me. If you want to take the next step, there's the info bar there. God is good. All right. What's going on now?
Okay. Just wait there.
All right.
We're just going to pray for you before we go any further. Father, we just thank you for Pastor Ben and Tran and just the way that they have an amazing heart to serve the people, not only in this church, but in our community. Lord, we thank you for their faithfulness. Lord, when things are hard, Lord, that you give them both the strength to be able to dig deep. Lord, you give them the words to say to each one of us when things are just in a hole. And Lord, we just thank you for their faithfulness. We thank you for their love. We thank you for the way that they continually grow stronger together as a couple. Lord, we thank you for the way that they just have so much to give each one of us here at our church, Lord. And we just want to honor you and we want to honor them. And Lord, I pray that you will use each one of us in this building, Lord, that we would lift up Pastor Ben in prayer regularly. Lord, I pray that we would be able to just constantly be thinking, how can we bless them for the way that they've blessed us? And we thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for both of them, the way that they have such beautiful hearts. And we pray that you'll protect them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Ben. Before we go any further, grab your phones out. We're going to play church news. There's going to be some things in there that you are going to want to put in your diaries. You want to lock in next Sunday at 10. We're going to have Daniel chapter 8. We're going to do some pre-reading for that, but let's turn to the screen for church news.
Awesome. Recording in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, okay.
Go for it. Right, easy. Hi.
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 My name is John.
My name's Stuart.
My name is Simon.
My name is Doreen.
And this is...
And this is...
And this is Church News.
Discipleship Conference 2023 is here. And this year, we have an amazing lineup of speakers who are practitioners in the art of disciple making. First up, we have Pastor Dale Stevenson from Crossway Baptist Church in Melbourne. Dale is a gifted preacher and a seasoned disciple-making pastor. Dale's vision is to see 10% of the Australian church leaders trained in building a discipleship culture. And after this conference, FCC will be one of them. Next up, we have Pastor Peter Sukahira, all the way from Mount Carmel in Israel. He's one of the most influential teachers on Israel and the church. He's an amazing communicator and expositor, one of the favorite preachers we have in our church. And Peter is going to take us into the Jewish context of how Jesus mentored his disciples and help us to see the gap between those who sit among the crowds in the pews and those who have chosen to sit at the master's feet. And it will be a real treat as this master teacher, Peter Sukahira, takes us on this journey of discovery. Then finally, I'm going to make it all real by having a conversation with a tri-generational family who have fought through their heart-wrenching challenges to become missional for God's kingdom. Now, let's be real. Seeking to live missionally may not be a walk in the park, but it is possible, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the living God. So come and be inspired with this family's journey into becoming missional. I think this conference is going to be so exciting and amazing. So do sign up today and I'll see you at DC 2023.
Hey church, if you are a youth or you're a young adult, you love sports, you're full of energy, you got a lot of life in you, then I've got some exciting news for you. Sun Life is sending a team down to Bunbury this year, this September, to compete at Sports Fest, and you are invited. Sports Fest is a weekend away where we and other brothers and sisters in the Lord come together to compete in over 30 sports. There are so many options and it's a great way to meet some new people, make some great friends and make some long-lasting memories. So if you're interested and you want some more information, you can go over to the info bar, you can find your young adult leaders
Or if you're a youth, find your youth leader. We'll see you there.
Hey, Sun Life, did you know Father's Day is coming up soon? September 3rd, we are going to be celebrating as a church all the men in our life, whether uncle, brother, father, grandfather. So come and stay after church. There will be a sausage sizzle and we'll have a good time together. See you there.
If you're new to our church, I've been attending the church for some time now, we would love to invite you to attend our welcome lunch, which will be held on Sunday, September 17th at 12 p.m. after the service. It will be an opportunity for you to meet with Pastor Bin and some of the leaders of the church and for us to get a chance to know you. It would also allow you to find out more about our church, about how we do ministry, what is our church structure, our theology, and any other questions you may have. If you're interested, you will need to register for catering purposes. Please visit the info bar for more details. We'd love to see you then.
Welcome to Sun Life Church.
Birthday, dear Simon.
And your family at our I don't know.
That's a bit more comfortable.
Pew, 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 pew.
Because we are...
Pay attention to the service. There's a quiz afterwards.
How amazing is that, guys? Kudos to our very amazing Christian Ho, who did all that work. Let's give him a round of applause. He put a lot of time, a lot of the design work that you see, he does. And so, Christian, brother, you're amazing. Thank you for your time and your effort. Guys, I thought we'd wrap up this service by just praising God one more time. Let's sing the chorus of "We Praise Your Name" and give Him all the glory. And let's go out and have a great time.